both in that you desire to, we studied great speeches through history, presidential speeches, all this type of thing, and you just take words out that set a mood as you read it through, even a personal letter, but primarily speeches and things like this, and it's built by just words that are used throughout. And so if you decide, okay, I want to write a letter and my message is going to be this. I want them to know that I'm upset. I want them to know that, however it is, you get about 25 words, and somewhere in the midst of your letter, you use at least 12 of them. And you create that whole atmosphere. And, okay, this is what we've got going on. In verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. And then when we left off at 18 last week, he who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe in him is judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now don't read on yet. Now here's our feel in words. We've got love and light and faith and life. Okay. In this context, what we're going to have, now Jesus Christ is still speaking to Nicodemus. Remember that. And remember who Nicodemus is, and what Nicodemus must do, what his name means. Okay, and in the midst of all of this, we're going to have coming up hate. We're going to have darkness. We're going to have evil. So we're going to have these kinds of words coming into play. And it's amazing, if you're talking about love and you're talking about light and you're talking about all these wonderful things, and you come up with in the same context of discussion other words. Now people, make no doubt about it, I have the ability, I have the understanding of the languages. I can give you 35 points on hate, 35 points on darkness, 50 points on evil. Take 2 or 3 months to do it, and I doubt you'd understand what's going on. I'm going to do it in one day without all of that. And if you just let the Spirit take you through this, see if this doesn't make sense to you, what's going on here? What do these words mean? And why are they in this context and what we're dealing with? So we're going to now have hate and darkness and evil. And what do they mean as far as in the context? Where do they come from in Jesus Christ's discussion with Nicodemus? And I want to do this in one morning. So like the black pastor, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you, then I'm going to tell you, and then I'll tell you what I told you. And that's a great way to learn. And what I want you to see is that one of the most difficult things in the world to handle on a personal level for people is to have your love rejected. I don't know if you have. I don't know if you have by someone you loved in your youth or even where you are now. Maybe a child. Maybe even a husband, wife. It is a very difficult thing to handle when someone says, no, I don't want your love. And there's nothing you can do about that. We cannot make someone love us. You can offer your love, and in the romantic realm, using that as an example, many people offer their love and it's shunned. I don't want it. A man offers his love, the woman says no. The woman offers her love, the man says no. For lots of different reasons. That isn't my point, is to go through the reasons why. We deal with the concept of darkness and evil. What do those words mean to you? When you hear the concept of darkness and